Reducing absenteeism in schools in developing countries may be as simple as providing students with safe drinking water. A new study indicates that, but researchers are not sure why. The study was done at 8 schools in Cambodia, where the attendance records of more than 3,500 students were checked. Half received the safe drinking water, which was treated with ultraviolet light and not chlorine. The other half did not. Paul Hunter is professor of health protection at the University of East Anglia.
This study was actually part of a slightly bigger study where we were looking at the impact of providing clean water on diarrheal disease in children in Cambodia. And as part of that, the charity that provides this water said, well, we also give water free to the schools. Is there any point in looking at whether it affects absenteeism in the school? And we looked and we found this quite strikingly strong association between providing drinking water and reduced absenteeism, at least during the dry season.
Hunter and his colleagues found that children without access to clean water were 2.5 times more likely to be absent.
This was certainly substantially more than I was expecting, to be honest.
Each school receiving the safe drinking water was given a 20-liter bottle per class each day. The cost is very low, about $1.40 per child per year, and is paid for by the charity 1001 Fountains. Hunter says there was no difference in absenteeism during the rainy season. There could be several reasons for this.
I visited in the rainy season, and it's not necessarily that easy to move around. So part of it might be that children actually couldn't get to school because of localized flooding. The other issue is, of course, children during the wet season may well be kept off school to help with the paddy fields. And it might well also be the fact that during the wet season, children don't get as thirsty and there's more water around.
Now, it may appear obvious that providing clean and safe drinking water would reduce absenteeism. Not so, says Hunter.
Initially, we did think it might be because of improved health, because of drinking less contaminated water, and that may well have contributed, but it probably wasn't the main driver.
The researchers looked at one school for clues.
In one of the schools, the contractor wasn't delivering as much water as he should have done, and we found in the weeks where he delivered a lot of water, absenteeism rates were low, and the weeks that he didn't deliver water, absenteeism rates were high. So that would be too quick if it was an infectious thing from drinking contaminated water.
So the reason remains a mystery, and more research is needed. Perhaps you could say the students simply had a thirst for knowledge.
Very well said. Yes. You could indeed, yes.
Professor Hunter adds that it's unclear whether the results from the Cambodia study can be applied directly to schools in sub-Saharan Africa. He describes education as one of the most important factors that enables children to fulfill their potential later in life and reduce poverty. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.